7:43 on your Tuesday morning. Environment Canada has its air quality right now at a 6, or in other words, a moderate risk, as the city of Regina is now under an air quality warning because of smoke. You look at the forecast from Environment Canada there when it comes to the air quality throughout the day. It does say at one point 10 plus, which would be very high risk, and that's the tip of the scale. There's nothing higher than that on the one end. So that's throughout the day. Now, it says tonight, a 6 again. So kind of where we're at now, a moderate risk. I know various sporting activities are called off when that number gets to a certain point. Can't remember what it is, if it's a 6 or higher. I guess it would probably depend on whatever sports. And I guess what you can tolerate as well, whether you decide whether you want to go for a walk tonight, that could be certainly there for you. Hey, this Thursday, Ralco Radio will be holding a Saskatchewan Day of Caring to help those impacted by the destructive wildfires up north. From 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening, all 6 of our Ralco radio stations in the province will be accepting donations, which will go to the Red Cross, so we can help those families and individuals affected. We'll bring you stories. We'll hear from all kinds of people involved in battling the wildfires, escaping from the wildfires, and ways that you can help, all on that day. Again, that's this Thursday, Ralco Radio's Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. And you can actually donate right now at cjme.com. We have a link up to the Red Cross. Well, this morning, as we come to where there are 25 active wildfires in the province this morning, 6 of those are not contained. After more than a week of handling the wildfires, help from other provinces and other countries, Saskatchewan's asking for help from the federal government. That was just announced on the latest wildfire update. 980 CJME carried live for you. Our Jillian Massey has the new details for us.
The needs that we have to align with what they're offering.
And that's what the provincial government has been saying for weeks about federal help. What is needed is Type 1 and Type 2 firefighters and water bombers. And that's not what the federal government had to offer.
I can't restate this enough. I know the Premier has said it and Marlo has said it. This isn't a situation where we're not asking for assistance or they're not offering assistance. It's simply a situation where we need the needs that we have to align with what they're offering. And we continue to have those conversations daily to find that alignment. And we're encouraged by those ongoing conversations.
But now Public Safety Minister Tim McLeod says they have to come together.
And the SPSA has made a request to the federal government to provide 2 base camps to support our crews, and have also made a request for tents for sheltering up to 200 people. Those requests have been communicated to the federal government. We're optimistic that we'll hear response back shortly in that regard.
The minister explains what the camps will be used for.
One of them would be a larger one to support somewhere between 100 and 150 individuals. Those camps would provide sleeping quarters. They would provide a facility for cooking and eating. They'd have bathroom and shower facilities in them. And they would be designed for workers to stay at as they rebuild communities and as we go back to repatriating these communities and restoring services in them. Of course, the largest loss to infrastructure that we've seen is in Donaire Beach, and I would expect that the larger camp would probably be in that area.
He says, needing these tents, that people are being allowed to go back home, and that's a good thing.
This is a really positive change in what we've been seeing. We're now turning a corner, I would say, and optimistic. Still much work to be done, but preparing for that next phase, making sure that we are ahead of the cleanup efforts and the rebuilding efforts that we know are to come.
Some people are being allowed to go home, like those who are being evacuated from Weaquin and Pelican Narrows.
I think it's important to point out that repatriation is always a community decision made by the community leadership, and we hope that they would do that in consultation with the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, who have assessment teams that go in and make sure that it is safe for people to return.
There are still 33 communities on evacuation status, and even with some people able to go back home, there are still more than 10,000 evacuees in the province right now. I'm Jillian Massey, 980 CJME.
Seven 7:52 this morning, I have another pair of Jim Jeffries tickets to give away. The comedian's performing at the Brand Center on Friday. If you want a chance to go for free, listen up. Now, in honor of Father's Day coming up on Sunday, this Sunday, don't forget, this morning I have a mashup of famous TV dads. There are three of them I'll play for you. All you have to do is name them. They're character names. And text those answers to 1-877-300-7275. You ready? Here we go.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor.
I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God. WTF. Why the face?
Name those three famous TV dads, their character names. Text your answers to 1-877-300-7275. We will pick a winner from the correct entries and give those Jim Jeffries tickets away just before the 8:30 news. Well, it was a game that, yeah, many Oiler fans last night want to forget.
Here's Marshall with a shot. He score! Rodriguez. Verhage shoots. He scores! Score! And now the Panthers with a 2-0. Moving in on Skinner. Score! Bennett! Oh, what a pass. Up wide to finish. The man advantage continues. Rodriguez scores. Kevin Rodriguez makes it 6-1 Florida as time winds down and Florida takes it 2-1 lead.
Yes, that's how it ended. 6-1 for Florida after games 1 and 2 were so close, so back and forth, both games going to overtime. Yeah, that blowout by the Panthers last night. Fans back in Edmonton were watching the messy game outside Rogers Place.
The boys will bounce back. Yeah, we'll win it. We'll win in 7. We need to lift it at home, so it'll be 7.
A lot of American refs, I'd say. 10 power plays to 1, that's absurd. No, it was just an off game. Edmonton in 6.
I feel like if we were going to take a game off in a series, do it early, I guess. But it gives Florida a lot more momentum than I wanted to worry about. So now we're down in the series, and they have a chance in game 4 to go up by a stranglehold, and I don't like it.
Yeah, the Panthers are now up 2-1 in the Stanley Cup final, with game 4 happening on Thursday again in Sunrise, Florida. Fourteen on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. Kevin Martell in again for Greg Morgan. Not so much excitement if you are an Oilers fan after that game last night. Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of the Panther growl. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final goes to Florida. 6-1 after a close couple games to start this series off. Both going to overtime. And both teams splitting. And now here we are, that big win for Florida. Now up 2-1 in that series. Joining me on the line this morning, Jay Stone, Edmonton Oiler fan extraordinaire in Edmonton. Good to have you back with us on Deja Vu, eh?
Yeah, it feels like we were just having this phone call, what, about a year ago?
Yes, we were, my friend. What happened last night?
Oh, I don't want to talk about last night. Terrible. Oh. That wasn't even a hockey game. That was brutal. No, honestly, I think it's a little sobering this morning, waking up, and you had two games that they were so well matched and looked like they were going to, I mean, it could have gone either way. We could have been a 2-0 series lead for the Oilers after that second game, double overtime. It was so exciting. The city was just going crazy. And then last night, a nice little sober dose reminder that, hey, we're the Florida Panthers, and we were up 3-0 in the series before we even won a game last year.
We talked to you last year, and that's where the deja vu comes in, and you described what Edmonton was like, what the city was like as the Oilers came back from being down against Florida. Is the mood in Edmonton sort of the same this year, or does it feel different?
It's the same mood, but it is a little bit different. It is. You know, Connor talked about this a little bit in his media conference. He says, it's like we've been here before. We We feel like it feels right this year. It feels like it's been easy. And I think maybe he'll eat those words today, given what happened last night. But the vibe in the city, it's just been a party again. And I think Edmontonians are just kind of stepping back and realizing how lucky we are to have these incredible hockey players and this amazing team. And the fact that we're sitting here on June the 10th and we're still getting to watch NHL hockey is something pretty special. And it's been a party. Everybody is just wrapped around this team. And it completely directs everybody's plans across the entire city. When the Oilers are winning, it's a blast. Everybody's having a great time. And it's almost like the mood is lifted across the entire city. And then I got to admit, waking up today, I think our city's feeling a little bit sober and maybe a little bit more somber after that game last night.
Speaking with Oilers fan Jay Stone in Edmonton. And I mean, you talk about the vibe in Edmonton. I'm reading stories that people are coming from all over Canada to be in your city, from Yellowknife, from Iceland coming. I read a story this morning. So it seems like it really is bringing not just the city together, but in many respects, Jay, the country and other countries.
It's true. Yeah, there's people from all over the world that are coming to Edmonton just to experience this game. Yeah, actually, a friend of ours, he's got a buddy from Iceland who is making his way in to watch some Oilers hockey for the finals, which is just incredible to see people from all over the place coming to celebrate this team.
Remind us, were you in game in Florida for Game 7 last year?
Yeah. We went down. Yeah, we were down there for Game 7.
We can forget that, but let me ask you, are you planning on going to a game in the Stanley Cup final this year?
You know what? Was going to, decided against it. We've got a few pretty big expenses coming up. My partner and I are getting married on June 20th is our wedding day. And
isn't that Game 7?
It is. Yeah. So we planned this months ago and we had no idea. We didn't know. And they put the schedule out for round 4. And yeah, if this series does go to 7, our wedding is going to be on Game 7. So I'll tell you, our wedding will promptly turn into an Oilers watch party if we end up making it all the way to Game 7.
So you don't have to pick between your favorite hockey team and your life partner.
No, like I said, everybody in this city is directed by what's going on with the Oilers, including everybody who's going to be at our wedding, including my wife-to-be, Sarah. So, of course, there's nothing anybody's going to want to do other than watch that hockey game.
Jay, always appreciate talking to you, my friend, and hopefully the Oilers have a better outcome this year. Their fate is sealed, let's hope, with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, we're still in it. Let's keep going. Great talking to you, Kevin, and call anytime, my friend.
A23, we have to give away these Jim Jeffries tickets. We have our winner this morning. I was asking Jim Jeffries, by the way, playing the Brand Center on Friday, a comedian. And I was asking this morning, with Father's Day coming up here on Sunday, I had a mashup of TV dads, famous TV dads, three of them. And I was getting people to name them. I'll play you the mash again here.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor.
I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God. WTF. Why the face?
Yeah, the correct answers in order. Frank Costanza, Homer Simpson, and Phil Dunphy. And we have our winner this morning, Ethan Bender in Regina. Congratulations, Ethan. You are going to see Jim Jeffries this Friday at the Brand Center in Regina, and I do believe producer Frank has texted you back to let you know how you can get your tickets. Well, these days, a lot of us need a laugh. Some good news coming out of the wildfire situation up north as people are no doubt on edge. But some good news that we are bringing you. Things have improved enough in some places up north that some people, some evacuees, can now begin to go back home. Pelican Narrows, Weaquin, a couple charter buses left Prince Albert recently. Now, understandably, Hunter Ballantyne did not really enjoy his experience in that city, given the circumstances.
It was, I don't know, it was mostly just homesick, so just felt out of place.
Yeah, it's not a holiday for people. That's why you go anywhere and you probably wouldn't enjoy it. When you're out of your home, suddenly you don't know if you can go back to your home, what kind of state it will be in. Some of the good news, Candle Lake recently had some rain over the weekend, and you can hear the relief, the joy in Mayor Colleen Lavoie's voice.
I think all of us went outside and danced in the rain. I was just happy to go outside and get wet.
Yeah, she says the rain's expected to be soaked up by the end of today, meaning the fire will once again be able to advance. Now, I guess the wind is blowing in the right direction for smoke, new smoke to come into more southern areas. And as we wake up this morning, an air quality warning is now up for Regina. And these warnings are actually up really across much of southern and central Saskatchewan this morning. Not eastern areas right along the Manitoba border, but pretty much everywhere else. The air quality health index right now in Regina, reading a 6. So a moderate risk if you are going to be outside. Now, if you look at the forecast from Environment Canada, it says at some point today, 10 plus. It's the highest it goes. That's a very high risk. And then for tonight, it drops back down to a 6. Again, moderate risk. So I know a lot of kids are outside playing however many sports. I know some leagues will call it off when it reaches a certain number. So we'll see if that forecast holds. 6 moderate risk tonight. And even if you're out wanting to go out for a walk or a run or a bike, keep that in mind. CJME News Time is now 8:27.